To sit with the Mashgiach and to focus on preparing ourselves to meet Hashem in a few days. On the Tainis, on Sim Gedalia, a few of us got together to talk about a very interesting topic. There's a minhag that was given to us from the Balei Musar, that this time of year is an appropriate time for a person to be mekabel on himself, kabbalos, to be mekabel, to do new things, to take on new chumras, to protect himself from averus in stronger ways. And we were talking about different types of kabbalos, like different klalim of kabbalos, and we were sitting together, a few of us, and comparing the pros and cons of different types of kabbalas and the effects that it has on a person in the short term and the long term. But in the end, we talked about what I call the most incredible kabbalah, the iddis sheba iddis, the meitav of all kabbalas. And I want to describe that to you, because my bracha to everyone and my tefillah for myself is to be zeicha this Yom Kippur to a Kabbalah like that. The Kabbalah that I'm going to describe to you. It's a Kabbalah that's so precious and so pure that it could carry you on to the next year in such an unbelievably powerful way. A person goes into Yom Kippur and he recognizes that when he steps into Yom Kippur, that he's going into a new world, another world. He's going into a world that, as the Sfarim say, that the reason why he's not involved in the physical, the reason why he has Chamisha Inuyim, the reason why he's not eating and drinking or involved in any of the pleasures of the world is because he's higher than them. Shvisas Asar, he rests from being a regular human being. He enters a world where it's just unbelievable. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that, the Nefesh HaChaim talks about this, that the neshama of a yid has three parts. And those three parts that the Nefesh HaChaim says, it's beyond our comprehension, but we know the names, those three parts in order of godless, is Nefesh is the lowest, and then is Ruach, that's a higher part of our neshama. And then is neshama, that's like the highest part of our neshama. Three parts of the neshama. And we know that the power of speech came to Adam Arishan when Hashem blew a neshama into him. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. The Targum says, L'ruach memalalo. He became a speaking Adam when his neshama came into him. And when do we express our kayach hadibur in the strongest way? When we daven, mavezu adam. When we daven, how many tefillas do we daven in a day? Three tefillas, because there are three parts to our neshama. So our kayach hadibur expresses in three different ways. Now on Shabbos and Yontif, we have a neshama yisera. A neshama yisera that increases the kayach of our neshama. What do we do on Shabbos and Yontif? We daven for Shmoneh Esreis. We've become even holier that day. We've become attached to an even deeper part of ourself. And what happens on Yom Kippur? How many Shmoneh Esreis do we daven on Yom Kippur? Five Shmoneh Esreis, the only day of the year that we have access, the Svarim say, to the most hidden, pure, distant, deep parts of our neshama. The part of our neshama, we can't even visualize it or understand it, but the part of our neshama that's kaviyachal attached to Hashem. And we actually have a connection to that part of ourselves on Yom Kippur. It's a madrega that's indescribable. It's absolutely indescribable. A yid says every morning when he says Berachas HaShachar, he says Elokai. Neshama shenosatabi, the neshama that you gave me, tahayrohi, it is pure. And then we describe what Hashem did to give us the neshama. Ata varasa, you created it. Ata yotzarta, you formed it. Ve'ata nafachtabi, and you blew it into me. but we describe what happened before Barasa, before Yatzarta, before Nafachtabi, when we say Aleikai, Neshama Shenasata B'Tahayrahi. How incredible is it that we describe the Neshama before Hashem blew it into us, when it was still a Chelek Aleikami Mal, when it was still part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this Yom Kippur, this Monday, you're going to stand up in whatever shul, yeshiva, beis medrash, you have the zchus to daven in, and you're going to stand there for the one day of the year with the entirety of your neshama. The nefesh, ruach, neshama, and then two madregas pass there, the svarim say chaya, yechida, the highest parts of your neshama, you're going to be touching neshama shenosata b'tahayrei. There's nothing greater. The malachim don't come close to that. There's nothing greater. There's no greater reveal of the unbelievable godless of what it means to be a yid. I remember one time we were by a vad with my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yonis and David, and he started to describe what Shulchan Aruch says a person is supposed to do when he washes Netilas Yadayim in the morning. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, if you learned the Mishnah Berurahs, the way we do it is we pick up the cup in our right hand and we put it into our left hand, and then we pour it onto our right hand, and then we put it back into our right hand, and then we pour it onto our left hand, and so on and so forth. And he looked at us and he was like, "You're just washing your hands in the morning. Like, take it easy. You don't need a manual how to wash your hands. Just wash your hands." But no, he said, when you're a ben melech, when you have the godless of being a Yisrael, when you have the royalty, the aristocracy of being part of the royal family of Klal Yisrael, then there's no just anything. Then everything you do is a mahalach of honoring yourself and in the process honoring the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created you. Which brings me back to the Kabbalah. Rabbi Isai, we're gonna daven on Yom Kippur, and we're gonna think about it, and it's a very important thing to think about. Don't be concerned about gaiva, it's the best gaiva. We're gonna think about how incredibly huge we are that day. How we can't even grasp our own greatness that day. Neshama shenosata b'tahayrahi. We're going to be so distant, even from our regular lives of eating and drinking. It's the great reveal of the true greatness of man. Our averus will vanish. We'll be standing with Hashem. And now in Gullus, do you realize that when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the Kayin Gadol would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? But this Yom Kippur, when we go together here in Gullus into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we all go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with our tefillos and our bakashas. We all escort the Kohen Gadol into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And you're going to bow down. How often do you bow? You're going to bow in front of the Shekhinah. You're going to listen to the nigunim that they say were sung in the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to listen to the description of a Kohen Gadol entering Lefnai V'Lefnim. And when that happens, and you get a sense of how profoundly tremendous you are, that's the moment of a Kabbalah. And it's a Kabbalah that you don't think of. It's a Kabbalah that you give birth to. It's a Kabbalah that comes out from the sense of somebody this big acts like this. Somebody this halig, somebody this a descendant of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, somebody who has the schus to escort the Kohen Gadol into the Kodesh HaKadoshim doesn't act like this. And so on and so forth. And let our Kabbalahs on Yom Kippur be born from the recognition of who we really are. And that's the Kabbalah. That's my Gemar Chasi Matova to you. And my wishing you good yantiv is that we should all be zaycha to have such a sense of the greatness of what it means to stand in front of Hashem on Yom Kippur, that we don't have to make our Kabbalahs, but our Kabbalahs, Be'ezer Hashem, will be born from the Avodah of the day. Yashikayach.